Have I told you yet today how much I love you? And a little family of wrens has come to join us to share their love as well. Just each and every one of you. And how grateful I am to be walking beside you in this now. Oh my. Where to even begin? I shared with you as we stepped into August that it would be a month of discovery and the opening of new stargates around the planet. And now here we are on the other side of that month, that phenomena utterly changed beings. Do you feel it? Can you own that and celebrate that? And feel how much more active the heart is and how much more still the mind is? How less important the details are. How about you? What are your experiences of discovery? How is that going? I encourage you, as always, to share on the New Day blog how the new is impacting your lives and mind and perceptions and relationships. It's so helpful to know that we are not alone in all of this mystical life. Just connecting in that space on the New Day blog is sending out a direct intention to the Shining Ones. If you're feeling like you want to feel more connection, this is a time of discovery. And with each discovery that we meet and allow as energy without the mind or emotion, elevates our field to more alignment with greater phenomenon. And my intention today, however it wants to flow on your behalf, is to, number one, tie these new discoveries to the overriding energy this month, which is commitment. September, all about commitment. Commitment as we have never known or even entertained with our human mind. So commitment. And number two, make as real and as impressionable as possible the dramatic changes in our earth this last month and how that is impacting and interfacing with our physical aspects, our human body, mind, and emotions. Okay, so deep breath in, deep breath, Deanne. You can do this. You got this. So one of the things that just jumps out at me right in this moment is that I took a couple from DC on a vortex, half-day vortex experience about a week or so ago. And as always, you know, who shows up, whether it's one person, two, three, whoever shows up, and the energy they bring determines where I am meant to take them, so that the sacred geometry and the earth and the elements and all the kingdoms can be present and assist what is transforming where they are on their path. So this couple shows up and we're climbing, I was very clear I'm supposed to take them and keep them in magnetic energy. So a lot about the heart, opening up the heart, trusting more of the true self, connecting more deeply with the divine feminine, which is the new earth energy. So we're climbing up a fairly known trail. It's well over probably almost 2 decades old since I've been working with these areas. And I got to a certain point and I was guided. I knew we were going straight up, but the guidance was to pause and to take them for just a moment on the bridge leading into the electromagnetic energies, so the balancing energies, a new trail that I just opened up last year, and where the energies, their own higher aspects, wanted me to take them was to the birthing rock. So there's this giant rock, like the circumference of a car, but not quite as tall. And it's flat on the top. And this rock was used by the Native American, the original people on this land, as a birthing rock. And so for the young lady in particular, who was the one really in deep process on this experience, and she was being accompanied in a beautiful way by her male partner, we went to this birthing rock, and I encouraged her to get up on it. And Jyoti was on one side of the rock, I was on the other side of the rock, but Bodhi was on another side of the rock, and her companion still the other side, at a little bit of a distance. Like, I'm just terrible at this. I'll go by car lengths. So like 3 or 4 car lengths away from the rock, but we were holding the perimeter, holding the space for her. And she laid down on that rock and just kind of disappeared into herself. You could see this happening and all this movement, this wave form activity, crystalline energy from beneath the rock in the earth, but also the rock itself that holds such ancient codes from all the experiences it has been devoted to on behalf of humanity. And she lay there for upwards to 10 minutes, everything utterly still, even the puppy that has tons of energy, utterly still. And at a certain moment, I began to see layers of her identity lifting up out of her body. So what it looked like is exactly what she had on, the parts of her skin that were exposed, the parts that were not exposed. It was like mirror images of herself kept lifting up and floating off to the left. They always went to the left. And it happened again and again and again. And I was right there in that experience with her, helping and moving with the energies that were happening. And what I knew was occurring is that these were aspects of self, of her 3D self. So like experiences and perhaps trauma, memory, stuck energy that were being held in her body, were with the assistance of all of this frequency and light and intention, were just leaving. shedding skin like a snake. And she did, she, not anybody else, but on the same outing, she saw a baby snake. And she called all of us to come see. It went under a rock. We lifted up the rock, and there was this tiny baby snake, and it was so magical to feel because it was for her. The gift was for her. And the new becoming, the new levels of transformation, the shedding of all the old that she has carried, falling away so that she could step into a new level of self. It was just experiencing one of these moments. You feel complete with everything. And then to get to experience them ongoing, and all that I have to share with you today that's happening with the earth. So much is happening with the earth and nature. New invitation into deeper and higher and more magical spaces happening all the time. I was out for my daily run with the dogs, as always, and I tune in to the nature here where I live, and I sense what energy and area that I'm being called to on that day for the experience I most need to have for my own becoming. And this was around the beginning of the immense August Gateway, which ran from the 15th through the 28th, right at the end of the month. I feel this is important to help you tie the experiences I have to share with your experience and the events activating with these gateways. I went for a trail run with my two spirit companions, Jyoti and Bodhi, and by the time I got to the woods, I knew the route to take. It called me vibrationally. Up I went in familiar self-made trails in the feminine, so magnetic earth frequencies. And just imagine that this route that I was heading into, it's shaped like a horseshoe. And when I go to the top of the horseshoe shape, right before heading down to the other side of the hoop, instead, I was called up. Straight up, higher, into new and unexplored nature. So always be listening for the metaphor in these transmissions. You know that. I was called up, and I ended up discovering, oh my, this reality that I felt sure I would wind up in another universe. And I'm going to kind of weave together my experience and what was communicated with me on how to grow these experiences as we activate to new levels, which again is happening with Gaia, the 5D Earth as well. What we're experiencing in our bodies is what is being experienced by the planet and vice versa. So I'm climbing, and y'all know I do this all the time, but this new area and this now, jeez, it's fiercely steep. And the pattern of where I was being led, guided, it was a spiral. I wasn't just going in a straight line. It felt what came to me, the feeling, the sensation from the nature. I was there. It was like an ivory tower, a spiral staircase. This place is so high. It takes a lot of tenacity to get up there. But I love that because it makes sense that in this now, it, energy, would be calling us higher and higher, as in how vast is your devotion to keep climbing these spirals. And there is a distinctive new stargate transition area before you step on to the ascending spiral. You can both feel this, and I can see it in my mind's eye, my third eye inner vision, very vividly. There is a profound level of awe and reverence. My Deanne aspect, our human form, very aware of what I was being granted, this experience unfolding. I had no idea where I was going. I was not thinking, which is key. The minute you think, you will lose the connection to the new timeline spaces. Okay, you got that? So as I climbed, and still, right now in this moment, I've been up there now probably half a dozen times, 4 to 6 times. And as I climb, the synchronization between my mind and energy awareness is that it does indeed take a lot of commitment to get into these new timeline, higher dimensional spaces. Feel the metaphor there. Commitment, commitment, commitment. This will be the theme of September, increasingly so. We must continually recognize and acknowledge that we, this humanity on the planet at this time, we are here to change the game entirely. Breathe that in. Ooh, and breathe it out. The universal game is about all of our other lives being transformed by this one life. That's why we are here. That is why we signed up. And what makes this time and this humanity unique from all history on this planet, back through Atlantis and Lemuria all the way, is that the process of integration that began, by the way, with the 2012 Gateway, this process, our process of integration, is now being shared with the universe. And this integration of higher and lower, inner and outer, form and energy, particle and wave, will change the shared field so dramatically that the game as we know it will be finished. I might as well have sat on a cloud at the throne of forever and just been told this by Source, because it is that true and that real and that profound of a knowing inside of me, all because of Gaia. And what is happening with her, and as she shifts, we are activating in unison and able to sync up our process with hers to such an extent, everything is completely different. This now is about shifting focus and implementing a new set of rules, new players, and new challenges to the game. What this cycle of ascension is about, as never before, is that we, as souls, desired and even needed to have an understanding of the perspective of self. Identity aspect, Deanne, Bill, Maria, Marianne, the perspective of self as a universal being of light, having a human experience simultaneously. Both awarenesses activated at the same level. Not just a thought or an ideal of doing so. Oh, wouldn't that be great? But the actual experience of divine merge, expanding into more and greater dimensional space in these humble, somewhat limited forms that house our souls. The Shining Ones say that all beings have access to the information of integration needed at this time for this transition. From descension into reascension. They said to, and I love this, because I love being out on the earth. They said to think of it as discovering a new route to a destination. What happens all the time to me in the woods, out on the earth. When I take people out on vortex experiences now, I always show them how the landscape is changing. The riverbeds are rerouting. The environment is shifting in nature. The trees are different. The foliage is different. The water is different. And just to show people these areas syncs up with the very changes that are occurring in our human form, in their bodies. It doesn't matter if the mind gets it or understands in the moment so much. Nature does not need to teach the mental and emotional body. She teaches through energy and the heart.